This is Betsy Maples Taylor with Clark Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro.
Come visit Murfreesboro's newest community, the Maples, on Manchester Highway, just a mile past Joe B. Jackson. Several homes are nearing completion. Come out and choose your lot today. Because of all the amenities, it's not just a home, it's a lifestyle.
For more information, visit us online at clarkmaples.com or call us at 615-896-4740.
Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
Back here on the program, and I'm very happy to welcome in Captains Joe and Melissa Irvin, who are joining us, the new Salvation Army officers for the Salvation Army of Rutherford County. And gosh, it's been a whirlwind of a few weeks for you two, hasn't it? Melissa, let me start with you. Welcome to Murfreesboro.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Joe, same to you.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about what the last week has been like for the two of you.
Where to start? Boy, when you pack up a household of nine, or we brought seven with us from Bristol, Tennessee, that's a chore in all itself. That's an adventure.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of great help from our Salvation Army friends in Bristol to get us moved here. And so we're excited and we're glad to be here and ready to get going and doing the good work, doing the most good here in Rutherford County.
It has to be, I would think, difficult, though, to leave an area where you've put your heart and soul into what you're doing. But that's part of the Salvation Army call. This isn't new to you all, is it, Melissa?
No, it isn't. No. And you do get attached to the folks that you're with and the communities that you're in. They become your home and your family for the time that you're there. So we don't say goodbye in the Salvation Army. We just say see you later, because we'll see them at some other point. And we're really blessed to be able to travel around and do the work that God's called us to do through the Army. And we get to meet more friends and more family everywhere we go. So,
well, you know, I think by the time there is another call and it's to take you somewhere else, hopefully by that time, I think you all will say this area is a part of us. And I think you take a little part of every place that you've been along the way, I would assume. Is that kind of how it works, Joe?
That's true. We learn. We're constantly learning. And the Army was very gracious to us. We got 5 years in Bristol, and before that we served 4 years in Memphis, and then 4 years in Middlesbrough, Kentucky, and then a year in Knoxville. We've spent our entire 14 years as officers in the Kentucky-Tennessee Division, which is the Army's district, if you will, that covers the Salvation Army units in the states of Kentucky and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So,
have you had to go through, well, Monica and Andy haven't done it that way, or didn't do that. They came in and they're such a dynamic couple, and you know, and did so many great things for the Salvation Army. I would think it would be hard to follow other people too in this whole realm of things, which you both have done before. But does that make it hard? Does it make it difficult? How does that work?
Well, sometimes we know that when we're walking into a place, we have big shoes to fill, but hopefully the Lord has prepared us before we've mm-hmm. arrived for the things that we'll get involved with and be engaged with here in this community. We're not afraid of new things, and we're not afraid of meeting new people, because that's part of what we do, and so we are thoroughly excited about really being in Murfreesboro. It's our first time in Middle Tennessee. We lived on one end and the other, and so the Silers have left us plenty of good information, and I did tell them that maybe they had prettier faces than we did and as far as being on the air and things like that, but we'll jump right in where they left off at and do our best.
So. Well, I mean, and that's all anybody else can expect, and, you know, as a community, well, maybe explain to me why, Joe, that this is a model for the Salvation Army. Does this help bring refreshing new ideas and build programs? I mean, why does the Army have this model of moving officers to different places?
Well, it really stems from the Army's history. We are an evangelical movement, so the emphasis was always on expanding and advancing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a case of trying to maintain your ground. The Army was always an army on the advance, on the attack. And so part of that would be the reassigning of officers to keep momentum. And so our job is, as we follow officers, is to learn what they did. For us, it's going to be learning some new skills, talking about that learning curve. And so we're going to learn the Army's expression here in Murfreesboro, but we're also going to bring in the 14 years that we've had elsewhere. And so that diverse experience of the Army's ministry in a variety of places enables us to sort of keep them pushing forward and keep the expression at here in Rutherford will be something that will grow and will become, God willing, even greater, and we'll be able to do even more good and serve our community more efficiently and with more victories, seeing those trophies of grace where people will go from homeless to being self-sufficient, people who suffer from food scarcity will learn how to be able to budget and to manage their lives in a number of different ways. And most importantly, we will be able to share the good news of Jesus with them.
That is the most important thing right there.
The very most important.
Captains Joe and Melissa Irvin are joining us. They're the new Salvation Army officers and just settling in here to Rutherford County. And I thought, what a better way in their first official week on the job than to come be on the radio? Why not? You know, it's it's one of those things that's normal for you all, right?
Or pretty much.
Pretty much.
A lot of first. The Salvation Army's footprint has definitely grown here in Rutherford County as this area has grown. And I've had the honor of being able to serve on the advisory board here for the last several years and seeing that growth and some of the new things like for the first time ever, a Beyond the Bells luncheon that we had recently. Those things have to be pretty exciting to see whenever the Army in the place where you're going is doing first ever things. What do you think about that particular?
Particularly when they're successful.
Yeah.
We were just tickled to death when Captain Seilers gave us the information about how successful that event was. And when particularly it's first time up and do very well. So we compliment everybody who was involved with that. That's a wonderful success. And so that's something that we're going to discover and learn. And we'll work very hard to build upon those successes because those are foundational to the Army's presence in our community. And those kinds of functions and those kinds of events are what helps spreads the message of the Salvation Army to attract new donors as well as volunteers, and also to help us be able to reach out to those who are in need of the services that the Army provides this community.
So. As you look at the Salvation Army here from afar, when you were in Bristol and you knew that you were going to be moving, of course, there were several weeks of transition. What excited you the most about what was coming up, what was out there? Was it some of those things like I just mentioned there, some first ever events, and it's a dynamic and growing Salvation Army here in this county? And maybe share some other things that excited you about this appointment.
Well, when we first heard about coming to Murfreesboro, of course, we had asked, you get to fill out a form and share some thoughts about your own family and things like that. And we'd asked to remain in Tennessee if at all possible. And so they honored that ask of ours. And when we found out we were coming to Murfreesboro, well, we were excited that there were some programs that we had thoroughly enjoyed in our last appointment that were going to be here, like the shelter program is something that we loved, and we saw people's lives change through that program. And so we knew that we were excited about the fact that we'd be able to be connected to that again. And then also they have the other things where she had shared with us, well, the women's auxiliary that's here. We didn't have a women's auxiliary in any of our appointments that belongs specifically to our Corps. And so that's kind of a unique experience that we're excited about being involved with. And then some of the community groups that have come together and just kind of come alongside the Army and began to work with them and put things in place like it's the steel toe boot. Sorry if I don't remember exactly what that's called because I'm reading through my brief and everything, learning it. But that's kind of exciting because one of the things that we did when we were in Bristol is that we had to just basically go down to Walmart or go somewhere and get these shoes for these fellows that were working. And I thought, that's amazing. I mean, we were kind of already – you know, doing that, but it was on the side and it wasn't even really kind of put together. And so it's kind of a blessing for us to see how, you know, God does those things in all these communities. And there's a special way of doing that in Murfreesboro. So I was excited about that. And then also their music program that they have that's on Sundays, where MTSU is involved in that, and they come down and teach the children how to play music and get them learning at a young age so that they can experience that throughout their life. And so that was kind of something we were excited about as well. So,
well, that's a lot of things there. I just kind of look at it from my perspective. It would be difficult, and I'm not saying that it hasn't been difficult for you all, but I mean, I hear the enthusiasm in your voice, and that, I think, will go a long way to help in a transition and making friends. And, you know, if people can see that you're enthusiastic about being here, that does help along the way, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And this is our new home. Yeah. And so I'm thankful that people start to welcome us into their family, because we don't get to we just take our immediate family with us, but those that have friends and family that have been in this area for some time, we are wanting to be a part of their family now, because this is home for us, where, you know, we hang our hat at for the next 4 years.
You mentioned the boots thing, and it continues to go through my mind about how important and how much for granted we take as human beings, but. You know, someone who's looking for a job and that's their skill set, but the one thing that they must have would be steel-toed boots to work on a job site.
Right.
And they can't afford to do that. There's no way for them, and that keeps them from having a job and putting food on their table. You know, just one simple, what would meet to me be a simple purchase, they can't do, which keeps them from, you know, succeeding in terms of, you know, job and monetarily and, sure, and building their life back up. And here we have this grant that's a possibility. Small things that we don't think about. And, you know, those are exciting opportunities. The shelter has changed so many lives here in Rutherford County, and I know that that's going to continue. Let me ask you this. Do you get called Mama Melissa or Melissa Mama Irvin or anything like that?
Sometimes that's what they call me. Well, I answer to just about anything. So
I got to meet your lovely family, and your family has grown over the years, hasn't it? Kind of tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, we have three biological children, and then we have four children that we've adopted into our family. Our oldest biological, I'll just go in order of age. Anna is 24, and she came to us actually through a shelter program. And she was adopted from Russia when she was 12, and things didn't quite work out with her family, and she was left on her own. And she has a remarkable story, and but we brought her into our home about 4 years ago, and she's become a part of our family. Our oldest, Judah, is a senior at ETSU coming up this fall, and so he remained behind. So when you pack up and leave somewhere, we didn't bring everybody with us. And so, you know, a little bit of our heart stays there with Judah, because we'll miss him, but we're excited for the opportunities that he has. And then we have Sandra, who is working at the Salvation Army's camp in the conservatory camp. So she's helping to teach music. She's a counselor there this summer, and she will be coming, and she's filled out her application to transfer to MTSU. She went 1 year at ETSU, so she'll start her sophomore year over here, hopefully. And then Caleb, our youngest biological, he just graduated from high school, and on his 18th birthday, he enlisted in the Navy, and so on August 1st, he ships off to boot camp, and we're really excited for him. Probably cry a little bit on that day, but I am excited for him. I think it'll be a great thing for his life. And then we have three smaller children that are 7, 6, and 5. There's Christian, Karma, and Gavin. And we recently just got permanent guardianship of those children, and they've been a part of our lives for the last 5 years. And so we brought them with us, and they'll be with us. So
there's a...
And then me and Joe and our two dogs.
It's a herd.
I had the honor of welcoming you all in, and I'm sorry that it was my face that you had to see, the first person that when you get into Murfreesboro, but you know, just to see your entire family there, you know, is pretty exciting. And they seemed excited about Murfreesboro as well. So hopefully they'll be able to settle in here. And is one going to go to MTSU, one of the kids?
Yes. Sandra will be going there. Okay. She's, it'll be her sophomore year. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
she's excited about coming back and going to see the campus and everything. She hasn't done that yet. So
everybody's been very welcoming and wonderful.
Yes.
You know, you can tell that this is a gracious community, and it's a community that welcomes people. And so we feel welcomed.
Well, there is going to be, speaking of welcome, there will be an open house and a welcoming event for the Urbans, Captains Joe and Melissa Urban, who are the new Salvation Army officers. Just want to remind you of that. It's going to be at the Salvation Army Center of Hope on Salem Highway. Two opportunities. It's going to be on Thursday from 11 until 1, and then again Thursday afternoon 4 to 6. And we encourage anybody who has Salvation Army ties, has worked with the Salvation Army, has done anything there, to come out. If you're interested in getting behind a great movement, come out and just welcome the Urbans into town. That's going to be a fun day. Have you all had some of those things in the past, those welcoming events?
This is our first ever.
Really?
Yes. So we were kind of excited and nervous about that all at the same time. And
I think in the past we've just quietly slipped into our roles in an unheralded fashion and just sort of kept working and kept advancing. So this is going to be neat.
Well,
looking forward to it.
It'll be an awesome opportunity. And I know you had, was your first official day yesterday?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
On Monday.
Well, Sunday technically, yeah, because it was our first day of worship together with our core people. And they did a little welcome for us on that day. We had a little barbecue, and everybody was very kind. I didn't have to touch a thing. They served us, cleaned up after us. And just so that was really nice to fellowship with our congregation. And then yesterday was our first day. We had our first staff meeting in the morning, met all of our staff except for one, but she has a full-time job and works there part-time. So so that was kind of nice to start putting faces with names. He's a little bit better with names. I'm better with faces. But so it was a nice little welcome from the staff to be able to sit down and talk with them a little bit and kind of get our minds all set on being a team and moving forward together and each one of our parts in this ministry that takes place here.
Certainly is a team effort, isn't it, Joe?
It is, not only within the Salvation Army, but also with our partner agencies and our peers, the other executive directors in the community that takes care of social services and community development and evangelical type of work, other churches, other pastors. Mm-hmm. So it very much is a team effort. So I look forward to meeting everybody this coming Thursday.
Well, let me close by saying this. When Lieutenant Monica Seiler said, "We've been given our farewell orders," she said that, and then in the next breath said, "But I'm so excited because Joe and Melissa Urban will be," and then she just went on and on and on about that. So that, I think, brought a level of comfort about the transition. She was really excited, and I think everybody is really excited about you all being here and understanding that model of the Salvation Army, and are very happy to have you here in the community. And I hope you feel that from the community, because
yes,
I think that is the feeling.
Mm-hmm. It is. We've been excited about that the whole time. We knew that right away. Just the stuff we saw on Facebook when we got our farewell orders, and before I knew it, she was already welcoming us to the community herself. And those things, it's good for officers to do that for one another too. It creates a real nice, smooth transition, and it allows us to step into each other's shoes and just continue the work, you know, and without missing a beat, really. Sometimes, you know, there's a little learning curve, but we're always excited about learning new things because it makes us more prepared for the next place. So,
well, we'll hopefully have a lot of folks come out and greet you again on Thursday at the Salvation Army, 11:30 to 1, and then 4 to 6. And good to have you here in the community. Anything that we can ever do to help, you know where we are.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All Thanks right. a lot.
Thanks. Captains Joe and Melissa Irvin joining us here on Rutherford Issues. That's it for our show. Have a good day.